Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone later on the recording and also on the radio, Sabbath blessing to all of you on this December 3rd, 2016. This is lesson 2007, chapter 44, The True Sign. Our opening hymn is entitled, More About Jesus. More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of the saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making His faithful saying mine. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches in glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the food and clothes and the roof over our heads. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for letting me keep me safe. Thank you for all of our heavenly. Thank you for keeping me safe in the house that I live. Stop showing us on Saturday and the house that I live. Stop being controlled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 31, from the King James Version, and it reads, And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, The True Sign, in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babylon.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them.
Ezekiel 36, 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Mark 8, 11, and the Pharisees came forth and began to question him, seeking him a sign of from heaven, tempting him.
Amen.
Mark 8, 11, and the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. Mark 8, 12, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, why doth his generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation.
Mark 8:13, and he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Mark 8:14. Now, the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had there in the ship with them more than one loaf. Mark 8:15. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the living of Herod. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today, dear ones, we will cover page 407. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 407. When the message of truth is presented in our day, there are many who, like the Jews, cry, show us a sign. Work us a miracle. Christ wrought no miracle at the demand of the Pharisees. He wrought no miracle in the wilderness in answer to Satan's insinuations. He does not impart to us power to vindicate ourselves or to satisfy the demands of unbelief and pride. Amen. But the gospel is not without a sign of its divine origin. It is not a miracle that we can break from the bondage of Satan. Is it not a miracle that we can break from the bondage of Satan? And on the slide, it's on the slide, on the pictures, it says, come out of them, my people. And it says, obstacles to obedience. And you see a wall, and it says, pride and unbelief. And it says, Satan and demons continue to mislead people. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Sister Cece. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus work miracles at the demand of the Pharisees? And when is a miracle brought when a man who has been under strong delusion comes to understand more moral truth? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is no, and when one who has been controlled by a stubborn, wayward will is set free and yields himself wholeheartedly to the drawing of God's heavenly agencies.
Desire of Ages, page 407. Enmity against Satan is not natural to the human heart. It is implanted by the grace of God. When one who has been controlled by a stubborn, wayward will is set free and yields himself wholeheartedly to the drawing of God's heavenly agencies, a miracle is wrought. So also when a man who has been under strong delusions comes to understand moral truth. Every time a soul is converted and learns to love God and keep his commandments, the promise of God is fulfilled. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Indeed, it is a miracle. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What is a miracle that reveals an ever-living Savior working to rescue souls? And what is God's witness before the world to the divine mission of His Son? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
the chains in human hearts, the tenth dimension of hearts,
human
characters as well as a
consistent
life in Christ is a
great
miracle, and the presence of the Holy Spirit to make the world a
regenerating
power, the two those that hear it.
Amen. Good job, Layla. Let's learn our first scripture song together there once, and this one is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 to 27, and also 38 margin. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
The change in human hearts, the transformation of human characters, is a miracle that reveals an ever-living Savior working to rescue souls. A consistent life in Christ is a great miracle. Amen. In the preaching of the Word of God, the sign that should be manifest now and always is the presence of the Holy Spirit to make the Word of a regenerating power to those that hear. This is God's witness before the world to the divine mission of His Son. Desire of Ages, page 407, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls. What is the state of mind of those who desire a sign from Jesus? And what did Jesus say to the Pharisees in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
Mommy.
They have so hardened their hearts in unbelief that they did not discern in his character the light of God. They would not see that his permission was in fulfillment,
that his
mission was in fulfillment of the scriptures. And if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms. And it has a merging of a song attached to the scripture. And it's in Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou hast done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Breathe on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy praises, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy.
Desire of Ages, page 407. Those who desired a sign from Jesus had so hardened their hearts in unbelief that they did not discern in his character the likeness of God. They would not see that his mission was in fulfillment of the scriptures. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus said to the Pharisees, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Luke 16:31. No sign that could be given in heaven or earth would benefit them. Isaiah page 107 in paragraph 2. On the side says Matthew 5:17, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Psalms 47 says, then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. His mission was in fulfillment of the scriptures. Amen.
Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit and turning from the group of cavilers re-entered his boat. With disciples in sorrowful silence, they again crossed the lake. They did not, however, return to the place they had left, but directed their course toward Bethsaida, near where the 5,000 had been fed. Upon reaching the farther side, Jesus said, take head and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Did Jesus and his disciple, in sorrowful silence, return to the place they had left after departing from the group of the cavaliers? And what did Jesus say upon reaching the further side? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, but
no, but directed their course towards Bethsaida, near where the 5,000 had been led, and take heed and beware of the heathen of the Pharisees and the
continuing Desire of Ages, page 407. The Jews had been accustomed since the days of Moses to put away leaven from their houses at the Passover season, and they had thus been taught to regard it as a type of sin. Yet the disciples failed to understand Jesus. In their sudden departure from Magdala, they had forgotten to take bread, and they had with them only one loaf. To this circumstance, they understood Christ to refer, warning them not to buy bread of the Pharisees or the Sadducees.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, why had the Jews been accustomed since the days of Moses to put away leaven from their houses at the Passover season? And what circumstances did they understand Christ to refer to when they had with them only one loaf? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They had been taught to regard it as a type of sin. Yet the disciples failed to understand Jesus and warning them not to buy bread of a Pharisee or a seduce.
Desire of Ages, page 407. Their lack of faith and spiritual insight had often led them to similar misconceptions of his word. Now, Jesus reproved them for thinking that he would have fed thousands with a few fish and barley loaves. Could, in that solemn warning, have referred merely to temporal food. There was danger that the crafty reasoning of the Pharisees and the Sadducees would leave in his disciples with unbelief, causing them to think lightly of the works of Christ.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What had their lack of faith and spiritual insight often led them to? And what were they in danger of regarding the Pharisees and the Sadducees? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones. Babala.
They often led them to similar misconception of his words. And there was danger that the crafty reasons of the Pharisees and the Sadducees would leave in his disciples with unbelief, causing them to think lightly of the works of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our last song together. And this one is taken from a book of the Spirit of Prophecy, entitled Counsel to Parents, Teachers, and Students. And this song is in page 233.
Rejoice in the Lord always, the Apostle Paul exhorts. And again I say rejoice, Philippians 4 verse 4. Whatever your disposition may be, God is able so to hold you, that it will be sweet and Christ-like. By the exercise of living faith, you can separate from everything that is not in accordance with the mind of God, and thus be having into your life. Here below, doing this, you will have sunshine at every step. When the enemy seeks to enshroud the soul with darkness, sin faith and his prophet, and you will find that you have some and talk yourself into the light. Counsels to Teachers, page 233.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, first, individually, I want to thank God for the Lord to preserve my voice because I had a little scratchy, and I didn't thought I was going to be able to do it. So praise God. And we have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the section of the story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate.
Thank you. Good morning, boys and girls. Before I start the story, let me pronounce a word for you that several people have missed. That's called Sadducee. They were the kind of the political leaders among the Jews. The Pharisees were the preachers. And Sadducees. Elder Richard used to say, you know why they call them Sadducees? Because they don't believe in Jesus' resurrection. That's why they're Sadducee. Okay, it's story time. December 3, 2016. We have received of God's fullness. And of his fullness or blessings, we have all we received, and grace for grace, or grace upon grace. God's grace is a gift, so he gives us gift after gift. John 1:16. Christ sought or tried to save the world, not by conformity to it, that is, becoming like it, but by revealing to the world the transforming or changing power of the grace of God to mold and fashion the human character after the likeness of the character of Christ. God wants to change us to be like himself. Satan has represented God as selfish and oppressive. The devil says God wants everything for himself and likes to hurt us, but that's a lie. Satan has represented God as claiming all, that is, saying everything belongs to him. and giving nothing as requiring the service of his creatures for his own glory and making no sacrifice on their good, for their good. But the gift of Christ reveals the Father's heart. Jesus' death shows us this is wrong. It declares that while God's hatred for sin is as strong as death, his love for the sinner is stronger than death. Having undertaken our redemption, God let Jesus come and die so we can live. That is redemption. He will spare nothing, however dear, which is necessary to the completion of his work. No truth essential or necessary to our salvation is withheld. No miracle of mercy is neglected. No divine agency is left unemployed. God sends his angels to help us resist the devil's temptations. Favor is heaped upon favor, gift upon gift. God gives many favors. That means he does many nice things for us and gives us many gifts. What nice thing has he done for you? He gave you a nice mama and daddy to care for you. The whole treasury of heaven is open to those who seek to those he seeks to save. Having collected the riches of the universe and laid open the resources of the of infinite power, that is God's power, he, God, gives them all into Christ, in the hands of Christ and says, all these are for man. Use these gifts to convince him or show him that there is no greater love than mine in earth or heaven. His greatest happiness will be found in loving me. Our greatest happiness will be found in doing good to others in Jesus' name. The Father appreciates every soul whom his Son has purchased by the gift of his life. What does appreciate mean? It means it makes God happy. Every provision has been made for us to receive divine power. God has done everything he could to get us to stop sinning, which will enable us to overcome temptation. Through obedience to all God's requirements or commandments, the soul is preserved unto eternal life. God has a heaven full of blessings that he wants to bestow on or give to those who are earnestly seeking for that help which the Lord alone can give. Sons and Daughters of God, page 123. And our verse again. And of his fullness or blessing, we all have all we received, and grace for grace, or grace upon grace. God's grace is a gift, and he gives us gift after gift. John 1:16. Thank you for listening.
Amen, and praise God. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will end with part 4 in our study entitled The True Sign of Our Lesson Book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the little ones or any mommies or daddies would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and for keeping us safely throughout another week. And Lord, thank you for bringing us all together today on your Memorial Day, the Sabbath, dear Father God, to glorify you and to edify one another. I pray, Lord, that you impart your Holy Spirit upon all of us, dear Father, so that we may continue to have understanding of your words and not only to be hearers of your words, but to be doers and to impart the light that was received today to others, dear Father God. Thank you for blessing each and every one of our lives. However great or small it was this week, dear Father God, we overcame by your grace and mercy. Thank you for being merciful and gracious to all of us. Lord, I pray for the sick and the afflicted, those that are heavy in heart, those that are going through an affliction, dear Father God. I pray that you help each and every one of us to endure according to your perfect will and to hold on to what thus saith the Lord, dear Father God, throughout all things. I pray that you forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, for all sins unconfessed and those that are not yet even done yet, but you see them coming, dear Father God. I pray that you keep us and guide us and for loving us, dear Father. Please, Lord, I pray that you be with the members that are here, those that are listening over the phone, those that will be listening at a later time, and for those that are not here with us physically, wherever they are, dear Father God, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet and make them whole according to your perfect will, dear Father. And please send your Holy Spirit to comfort them, dear Father God, in whatever circumstances they may be in, dear Father. Thank you so much for loving us. We are grateful beyond words can even say. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And dear Lord, I would like to also add, our dear brother Jim was not able to be among us. His wife's mother has gotten ill and they have rushed him to the hospital. So I pray, dear Lord, that you may be able to help us, that we can be able to lift him up and also this family for his wife's mother in the hospital and all of those that are ill also. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. And dear ones, next week, by God's grace, will be chapter 44, continuing part 4, The True Sign, and that will be December 10, 2016. We would like to thank all the dear brethren and the little ones participating in the study. And we have also prepared activities for the whole family to enjoy. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. And may you have a blessed Sabbath on this blessed Sabbath day.